Yeah, so we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 17, The Lord Travels to Vrindavan. And I will lecture on text 115, and I will first read 114, and then a little bit 116. Wait, it's chapter... I'm a little bit lost here. Chapter 18, yeah. Thank you. So I'll first read this by myself, and then we can repeat. Ladinya samvit ashlista sachit ananda ishvara svavidya samvrito jiva sanklesha nikarakara. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, is always full of transcendental bliss and is accompanied by the potencies known as Ladini and Samvit. The conditioned soul, however, is always covered by ignorance and embarrassed by the threefold miseries of life. Thus he is a treasure house of all kinds of tribulations. Purport. This quotation of Vishnu Swami is cited in Sridhar Swami's Bhavartha Deepika commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam 176. So now we can read together. Ye mudakaha jiva ishvarahaya sama. Sheta pashandihaya dhande tareyama. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A foolish person who says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the same as the living entity is an atheist, and he becomes subject to punishment by the superintendent of death, Yamaraj. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that the word Pashandi refers to one who considers the living entity under the control of the illusory energy to be equal with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all material qualities. Another kind of Pashandi is one who does not believe in the spirit soul, the superior potency of the Lord, and therefore does not distinguish between spirit and matter. While describing one of the offenses against chanting the holy names, an offense called Shruti Shastra Nindana, blaspheming the Vedic literature, Jiva Goswami states in his Bhakti Sandarbha, Yata Pashanda Margena Datatreya Yashaba Devo Pashakanam Pashandinam. Worshippers of impersonalists like Datatreya are also Pashandis. Concerning the offense of Ahang Mama Buddhi or Deya Atma Buddhi, considering the body to be the self, Jiva Goswami states, Deva Dravinadi Nimitaka Pashanda Sabdena Cha Dasha Parada Eva Lakshante Pashanda Mayatvat Tesham. Those who are overly absorbed in the conception of the body and the bodily necessities are also called Pashandis. Elsewhere in Bhakti Sandarbha it is stated, Udisha Devata Eva Juhoti Cha Dadhati Cha Sa Pashandit Sa Pashanditi Vigyeha Svatantro Vapi Karmashu. A Pashandi is one who considers the demigods and the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be one. Therefore, a Pashandi worships any kind of demigods as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who disobeys the orders of the spiritual master is also considered a Pashandi. The word Pashandi has been described in many places in Srimad Bhagavatam, including 4.2.28, 30.32, 5.6.9, and 12.2.13 and 43. On the whole, a Pashandi is a non-devotee who does not accept the Vedic conclusions. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas 117, there is a verse quoted from Padma Puran describing the Pashandi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this verse as the following text. So I will read that also. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devatai Samadveneva Viksheta Sa Pashandi Bhavet Dhruvam. A person who considers demigods like Brahma and Shiva to be on an equal level with Narayan is to be considered an offender and a Pashandi. Omagyana Timananda Shakyananginaya Salakya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadati Svapanantikam Vandeham Sri Yutapada Kamalam Vandeham Sri Hare Krishna Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Vaishnavamscha Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sri Sagratam Pitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Lalita Lalita Sri Vishakam Svitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadhara Sivasari Ghora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, today we're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita instead of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada called this the postgraduate study. And I think we're going to experience that. At least I experienced it when I prepared for the class. Yes, generally it's understood that we first read Srimad Bhagavatam and then we commence with Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, because there's many references given, and yeah, sometimes it's a little difficult to understand. So the chapter is called The Lord's Visit to Sri Vrindavan, and we just had this whole situation with people seeing, you know, thinking they were showing Krishna, seeing Krishna on the water, and it happened to be some boatman who was fishing with a lamp. And then they were coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they were saying, yeah, yes, Krishna was there. And then finally, because of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we all know, Radha Krishna Nai Anya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he is Radha and Krishna combined. And even if one does not know it, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very attractive. And so people were saying that you have appeared in Vrindavan as an incarnation of Krishna. Just by seeing you, everyone is now liberated. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was denying that. And he was preaching to them that sannyasi is just part and parcel of Krishna. And then he's continuing here. He says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Controller, is always full of transcendental bliss and is accompanied by the potencies known as Ladini and Samvit. The conditioned soul, however, is always covered by ignorance and embarrassed by the threefold miseries of life. Thus he is a treasure house of all kinds of tribulations. Very nice poetry, of course. Treasure house of all kinds of tribulations. And in the purport, Prabhupada says, and I had to look it up, of course, quotation is of Vishnu Swami and is cited in Sridhar Swami's Bhavartha Deepika commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. I think most of us know Sridhar Swami. He's one of the great commentators, actually perhaps the greatest commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vishnu Swami is actually, I had to look it up, he's from the Rudra Sampradaya, or the Sampradaya from Lord Shiva. And sometimes it's also called the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. And Sridhar Swami, he is part of that. Just a short explanation, there's four Sampradayas, the Sri Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, the Brahma Sampradaya, and the Kumara Sampradaya. And this Rudra Sampradaya is also sometimes called Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. So, this verse is from this Vishnu Swami. So, few things. The Supreme Person of God, the Supreme Controller, is always full of transcendental bliss and is accompanied by the potencies known as Ladini and Samvit. So, of course, we all know this verse from Lord Brahma, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigra, or at least most of us, Satchit Ananda Vigra, the Lord Krishna, he is the Ishvara Parama, the Supreme Controller. And his form, his vigra, is Satchit Ananda, full of eternality, full of bliss, and full of knowledge. that is Lord Krishna, but he also has his potencies, and they're sort of similar. And this Ladini is the internal potency, and is the, like we could say, the bliss potency. And this Samvit is the knowledge potency. And then there is, of course, also a potency of existence or eternality. And they are also, because these are the spiritual potencies, and then the, you have also have the material potencies, which is basically the three modes of material nature, where the living entity falls under. And he's, of course, I have to look at my notes now, he's, of course, disturbed by these three kleshas, Adiatmika, Adibhautika, and Adidevika. Adidevika is Devi, it means demigods. This is like natural disturbances. So God is not disturbed by that. He is under the always under the spiritual potencies, accompanied, as Vishnu Swami says here. And the spiritual living entity, conditioned living entity, is, you know, Vaishnava is always very poetic. It's said here, he is a treasure house of all kinds of tribulations, and he is embarrassed by the threefold miseries. So these threefold miseries is, like I said, the, you know, tribulations by heat and cold, by the weather. Then, of course, also Adiatmika, Atma means self, by the mind and the body. So the body is always a little bit sick, there's always something. Or even if it's not sick, then we're growing up, then there's coming teeth, so much pains are there. And the mind is always disturbing, accepting, rejecting. So if, you know, if it's not raining or snowing or it's very cold, then the mind gives trouble, the body gives trouble, or together now it's snowing and the mind gives trouble or the body gives trouble. And then you have Adibhautika. This is like, Bhautika means like other living entities. Miseries inflicted by other human beings can also be, of course, of their minds or of their bodies. You know, like for instance, maybe the taxman falls under that. So many stress is there. So I wrote here something. Originally, Lord Krishna is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Therefore, the personal potency, the internal potency, has three different forms. So I just explained it a little bit. And like I said, internal is Samvit, Sandini, and Ladini. External is goodness, passion, and ignorance. And then the marginal potency, that is the living entity. So that marginal means basically it's in between. Sometimes it's also called like tatasta. Like you, when you have the sea, you know, it goes to the land. And then there's like an in-between. So the spirit soul is like that. He can either go under the internal energy or under the external energy. Like what I remember from Madhva Acharya, he said we are always controlled either by Maya or by Krishna. So the marginal potency is always like that. He is marginal, very small. So he always falls under one control. Prabhupada also says, you know, as soon as you leave Krishna, Maya is there immediately. It's not that there is some waiting period. It goes like automatically. And then, of course, Krishna is explaining this in the seventh chapter. External energy, Bhumir, Aponalo, Vayu, Kamano, Buryevacha, Ahankara. And then he says, Apariyam itas tvanyam, there is another energy, Prakriti vidi me param. So that is us, basically. The living entities, that's a higher energy, but like I explained, is still marginal. So that is a little bit explanation of this quotation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying this, or quoting this, to explain to the people, because all people gathered there, to explain to them the difference that what we also hear in the purport of the next verse between God and living entity. And so that we will go into further now. I'll just repeat the translation of today. A foolish person who says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the same as living entity is an atheist, and he becomes subject to punishment by the superintendent of death, Yamaraj. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that the word Pashandi refers to one who considers the living entity under the control of the illusory energy to be equal with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendent to all material qualities. That we just was explained by Vishnu Swami. So, this is of course basically Mayavadis. Another kind of Pashandi is one who does not believe in the spirit soul, the superior potency of the Lord, and therefore does not distinguish between spirit and matter. This is basically the atheist, because, I'm not sure, maybe Buddhists also, but generally Buddhists and Mayavadis, they are considered spiritually advanced. Buddha. We will go into that a little bit more because Jiva Goswami is talking about this Dattatreya. So we had of course Lord Buddha, and he came to preach to the people. Because people were taking from the Vedas, they used kind of verses and logic to eat meat, to find an excuse to eat meat. So Buddha was preaching against that and basically was saying, you reject all these Vedas and you just follow my philosophy. And of course we know that Buddha is one of the Dasa avatars. Sisi Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. It's one of the Dasa avatars, and he came specifically for that mission, to basically stop people from eating meat and making offenses against Shastra. And then of course after that Shankaracharya came, who is an expansion, or basically is Lord Shiva. And he, to say it bluntly, he basically kicked out the Buddhists. He was preaching very strongly against them, and they had to leave India. He was bringing people back again to the Vedas, and therefore he had to use some, Prabhupada calls it word jugglery, because he had to make some interpretation on the Vedas. Prabhupada says interpretation is not necessary when things are clear. Like he gives the example about Dharmakshetra, Gurukshetra, that it's very clear. Prabhupada says there's a train station called Gurukshetra, it's there in India, and there's no need for interpretation, like, you know, this is the land and Krishna is the inner soul, or I don't know what they make up. But sometimes they said like that, you know, they give some interpretation on Bhagavad Gita, they say, you know, it's all symbolical, like that. So Prabhupada says there's no need for interpretation because it's very clear. That the Dharmakshetra is there, the armies are there. Arjuna, he pretended not to fight, he didn't want to fight, and Krishna was speaking Bhagavad Gita. So then there is no need of interpretation, and with most of the Vedas, it's like that. It's very clear. So what Shankaracharya did, it was not necessary. But he had a special mission, of course. But this interpretation is, we could say it's illegal. You should not make interpretation when things are clear. Here also, we hear from Vishnu Swami, is very clear. Satchit Ananda Ishvara. You know, that is Ladini Samvit Ashlishtaha. He is accompanied by this Ladini and Samvit. And then the Jiva, Sanklesha Nikarakara. By this Sanklesha, by these threefold miseries, he's accompanied by these miseries. So, you know, how we can say that we are gods. But Shankaracharya was trying to explain this. And they are still considered quite advanced, because they have this understanding that there is a difference between soul and the body. At least that understanding they have. Of course, then, like I said, they don't have so much this understanding between the difference between the soul and God. That is what we will discuss a little bit more. But so there's a distinction between atheists and these people, although we sometimes consider them atheistic. While describing, I mean, just a side note, I mean, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we also took sannyas in this sampradaya. Of course, at that time, that was basically, you know, all the Mayavadis were there. They were very, very powerful. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to preach to them, or against them, actually. So that was the main reason. But still, I mean, you know, they are advanced in one sense, you know. The sannyasis are very, very strict. Very, very strict. So, you know, we can give them some respect, you know, because they are spiritualists. Because that is actually what the lecture is also is about, because it's actually a very strong verse. But this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking, you know, and if we want to preach this strong, we should be very, very pure. You see, and most of these Mayavadi sannyasis, they are very, very pure. So if we want to criticize them, we have to be very strong. You know, basically our policy is to Mahaprabhu that we keep our distance. Because we will discuss it a little bit more, otherwise it will be offense and counter-offense, and then nobody will benefit. Another kind of pasandhi is one who does not believe in the spirit soul, the superior potency of the Lord, and therefore does not distinguish between spirit and matter. I'll read it again. Yes. So, we just discussed this. Another kind of pasandhi. I'm a little nervous, so I'm sorry. Yeah. Another kind of pasandhi is one who does not believe in the spirit soul, the superior potency of the Lord, and therefore does not distinguish between spirit and matter. So as far as I understand, we can discuss later, it's more or less the atheist. While describing one of the offenses against chanting the holy names, an offense called Shruti Shastra Nindana, blaspheming the Vedic literature, Jiva Goswami states, I'll spare the Sanskrit, worshippers of impersonalists like Dattatreya are also Pashandis. So Yata Pashanda Margana Dattatreya Shaba Devo Pashakanam. So this Dattatreya, I had to also look that up. He is an avatar of Lord Krishna, and he is the son of one of the Prajapatis. And she was this lady. She was praying to get a son, just like Vishnu, Shiva, and Brahma, and they were very pleased with her. And they allowed her to have a son like that. Now there is not actually confusion, but what I was studying it a little bit, and because it's a kind of a famous deity in India, Dattatreya. Datta means given, Treya means tree. So the three deities were given to this mother. What I understand from Bhagavatam is that she got three sons. One, you know, partial expansion of Vishnu, one of Shiva, and one of Lord Brahma. But generally, this Dattatreya is worshipped as being one person, and he has these, he's like three heads, Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma. This is not what my study in Bhagavatam came up with. So, but at least this Dattatreya, he was a partial expansion of Lord Vishnu. But that's why I gave this little bit elaborate explanation of Buddha and Shankaracharya, because it's a little bit confusing, because he is actually an avatar. He is Lord Krishna, basically. I mean, he's expansion of Lord Vishnu. So, but he was also, in one sense, preaching like sort of Mayavad philosophy. And this is, at least it's here confirmed by our Acharya, Jiva Goswami, our great scholar. And he's saying that worshippers of impersonalists like Dattatreya are also Pashandis. Actually, he's not calling Dattatreya a Pashandi, but the thing what happens, and this is the offense, that's where we have to be careful. Because, you know, Dattatreya is, like I said, he's expansion of Vishnu. His mother is very exalted. You know, just by her prayers, Lord Vishnu and Shiva and Brahma, they fulfilled her wish. I mean, we can only hope to have that kind of servants at our doorstep. So, but it's the worshippers who worship a person like Dattatreya as being God, this is generally what happens, and that's where it becomes offensive. You can maybe give an example, like if you have, for instance, a son or something, and generally the father should be respected in the house. Then if all the respect is given to the son, it's an offense. The son is not happy because he feels embarrassed because his father is there, and probably the father will also not feel very happy because everything becomes disturbed. So like that, you know, that is also what Rupa Goswami is saying, that it's just a disturbance if you do not worship according to Shastra. Worshippers of impersonal Dattatreya are also Pashandis. Concerning the offense of Ahammama Buddhi, considering the body to be the self, Jiva Goswami states, Deva Dravidana Nibitaka Pashanda Sabdena Sa Dasha Parada Eva Lakshante Pashanda Mayata Tesham. Those who are overly absorbed in the conception of the body and the bodily necessities are also called Pashandis. Yeah, so this also brings to mind the tenth offense of the holy name, to maintain material attachments. So yeah, we should not become overly absorbed. Of course, you know, Prabhupada, almost every letter he was writing, I hope this meets you in good health. So we should not become neglectful either. This body is just a machine. It's a very nice, very intricate machine. It's very difficult to understand it. Of course, we have the Ayurveda, which gives us some understanding. There's different types, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. And so some knowledge we can take. Prabhupada also took massage, so we can do like that, or some, you know, some exercise. Of course, Prabhupada also said that if you just go to kirtan and you dance, this is so much exercise, which is true. You know, every morning we dance, you know, we sing, you know, it's a very nice exercise. So, but you know, we should not be neglectful of the health, but at the same time, we should not become overly absorbed in the body. You know, that's one reason why we shave up. You know, we don't grow so much long hair, and then we comb and we put all kinds of lotion. And of course, for ladies, a little bit different, but for men, they should become a little bit detached like that. You know, so like that, we try to be not too much absorbed in conception of the body and bodily necessities. Like, you know, Vaishnav, like we have Korpanim next week, Sunday, then we will fast, you know, till moonrise. So that trains us not to become too absorbed with this eating, sleeping, mating, defending. A Pashandi is one who considers the demigods and the Supreme Personality of God to be one. Therefore, a Pashandi worships any kind of demigod as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah, so that I a little bit explained about this Dattatreya. One who disobeys the orders of the spiritual master is also considered a Pashandi. Yeah, so Prabhupada mentioned that the first offense is this, Guru Avakya. And then this Shruti Shastra Nindanam is like also sort of like second place, you know. It's considered a very serious offense to blaspheme Vedic literatures. And then it was also mentioned about the demigods, we just read that, and that is also an offense of the holy name, not so much the worshipping, but to I wrote it down, to consider the names of Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. So that is also an offense against the holy name. And yesterday also, I was very nice explained that not only we have to be careful of these offenses against the holy name, there's many offenses also against the deity, but yesterday was also explained that we live in the holy dam. I think that is agreed, no? This is holy dam, no? So then the offenses against the holy dam also apply to us. So for that we also have to be careful. And now today, you know, because we're speaking about Pashandi, offender, so Naam Aparat is very tough, you know, and actually Dham Aparat also. I've lived some time in Vrindavan, a few months, 2-3 months, and they're all very serious devotees, these devotees in Vrindavan, basically all of them. they all know that you have to be very careful with offenses. They're very careful, especially the Western Vaishnavas. You know, like one Vaishnav, he says that when I go to Vrindavan, I don't even move. Like, this is sort of the mood, you know, because you're basically walking on Krishna's altar, you see. So, but we shouldn't think that, of course, Belgium is Belgium, but I don't know exactly, sometimes they say like 40 miles, you know, from the deity is considered holy dam, or 30 miles. But at least here, you know, where all the houses are and some Grihasthas live a little further, is all considered holy dam, as far as my understanding. So we should be very careful. You know, even our neighbors considered Brijbasis, you see, because this is Radha Govind, it's Radha, this is like Vrindavan. So you have to be very careful. They're not ordinary persons, these neighbors. They're being forced to get Krishna, because they know these Hare Krishnas, they talk about it. These, how are the neighbors, you know, these Hare Krishnas, they're chanting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, if they're chanting, they're devotees, you see. So you have to be very careful, very respectful. It was a very nice lecture, very nice point that. But today we'll focus a little bit on the offenses on the holy name. So, yeah, all these offenses, many offenses are given in the purport. So, of course, you know, yasha prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasha aprasadan, you don't get the prasadam. No more prasad if you offend the guru. You see? So, yeah, we have to be very careful. That and guru means we talked yesterday very long about guru. It's a very big topic. I'm going over time. I'm sorry. It's a very big topic, so we won't get into that now. But you know, suffice to say that guru, Srila Prabhupada is guru. Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they are guru. And then we have our Diksha guru. And then, you know, we have the representatives, like here, Rida Chitaya Prabhu, he's the president. So we serve him, and then he has also his representatives. So like that, you know, these are representatives of Guru. So we should, you know, not just, you know, Krishna or Guru, Das and Udas and Udas, we should become the servant of the servant of the, so we should be very careful to get the mercy of the devotees, of all the devotees. Actually, we just had one very nice Vaishnavi. She left her body, and here I think everybody is convinced she went back to Godhead, you know. And I think also that everybody thought very well about her. Everybody liked her, you know. So I think they're a little bit connected, you know. She never, I mean, as far, I don't know her so well, but as far as I know, she never made, you know, any offense. She was taking care of Tulsi. So we can be inspired by that. We can follow in her footsteps. We can pray to her to get her mercy. Yeah, I think I should stop now. I had many more things, because I'm also working on this website, Vanipedia. And here Prabhupada is giving all these Bhagavatam references. He says about Pashandi 4:28, 30:32. So he's like, you know, giving so much quotes, because that's what we're doing in this Vani quotes. So I looked them all up. It's very nice. I can give a small, summary is that what these were, it was also about Daksha, you know, because that is what I wanted to mention. I already mentioned, but I just want to mention it again, that on this Daksha sacrifice, you know, Daksha cursed Shiva, and then he left. And then the follower of Shiva started to curse the assembly. And then Bhrigu Muni, who was with Daksha, he started to counter-curse the followers of Shiva. And then Shiva became very morose, and he left. So we should try to avoid that. Because I wanted to speak a little bit more on that. I'll open it now for questions. But we should be careful that we don't get into this, oh, there are Mayavadis, and then curse, counter-curse, and, you know. Ultimately, Chaitanya, of course, Mayavadis is one thing, but I spoke about it a little bit. There's many different sampradayas. And like one sampradaya, the Kumara sampradaya, they're not accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as God. It's like us with Jesus. We say Jesus is a very nice devotee, but some Christians say he's God. So they're like that, you see. But they're worshipping Radha Krishna, so they're Vaishnava. So we should be, you know, very respectful. And yeah, be careful of this cursing count. Vaishnava actually never curses. Like Lord Shiva, he just tolerated. And then he just left. You should always end on a high note, sorry. But it's a little bit serious class because it's about, Pashandi is mentioned so many times, so you should be a little bit serious. So thank you very much. Maybe there's some question or comment. Yes, please.
Regarding Buddha, Buddhism and Ajaya, generally Buddhism does not accept spirit. They have ultimate fullness and ultimate voidness.
Exactly.
This means suffering avoidance is liberation of all suffering. So this is, and that Ajaya is a famous character in Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. Also, Prahlad Maharaj meets him.
Right.
And he is recognized as great sadhu, and he's asked, how come you have developed such a wonderful character? How come you can be such a great sadhu? And he replies that there was 25 gurus who taught him. 34 gurus who taught him. Okay, thank you. So there's 24 gurus who taught him. Like there was a big mountain, and there was a tree, and there was
I see, I remember. Yeah, I remember that.
Prostitutes.
Right.
And everything. Then you learn particular thing from different things. So he explains all this in Bible. That's why he explains this. We can also, when we read that, to learn many things.
Yeah. But just the thing on with this Buddhist, you know, I mean, actually, of course, it's a little bit hodgepodge, you know, because we know that it's not true. But, you know, so that they, you know, they say there's no soul, but then, you know, sort of there is a soul. It's sort of like hodgepodge. So, you know, we have to always be careful, because the thing is that, yes, you're right, there are like atheists because they don't have a conception. But we should try and bring them over, you know. This is our mission. Nirvisesha Shunyavadi. So we just say, yes, you also believe in Krishna because Buddha is Krishna, and like that we can try to win them over. Instead of saying, yeah, you're atheist. You see? Yes, please.
His identity was as a Maya.
Yeah.
That's how he identified himself. And we were talking about, we had this little ongoing discussion about spiritual things. And because Shankaracharya is an incarnation of Shiva, so he was very attached to Shiva. And I was thinking, but Shiva worships Krishna. In fact, he's a great Vaishnava. He's a Vaishnava after Shambhu. And then he quoted some other thing and said, yeah, the Vishnu, they also say Vishnu is Vishnu worship Shiva. He's also he's a Shiva Bhakta. But I said, but where does it say in the scriptures? Where does it say that? You can't just say
Shiva.
Yeah, this is someone who studied Maya by philosophy, and he was silent. He looked down and he looked embarrassed.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere that it says that Vishnu is
They have, in South India, they have an argument because Ramachandra was worshipping Shiva before he went to battle with Rama.
Right.
It says Vaishnava Kathar Shambhu, the Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. But where does it say that the Vishnu is the greatest Shiva?
No, it doesn't say that. But the point is that they think that Shiva is superior to Vishnu because Ramachandra is worshipping Shiva as part of the Lila, you see, before he goes to fight with Ravana. So that's their, one of their arguments. So that's...
Yeah, but there's no way that has this thing.
Well, that you must ask them.
Anyway, that's the thing I asked. He's a Shivite, so he should know if there is something.
Right.
He should be able to.
Anyway, one thing that comes to mind is that, you know, all these things, we should try and always look into our own heart, you know. Because Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, and sometimes they said that, you know, why are you always... And then Prabhupada said, you know, because you're all my avadis. So we should take these purports like that, and, you know, because that's Vaishnava, he always looks at the mistakes in him, and so like that. But at the same time, our acharyas wants us also to preach strongly against this. We should not too much identify with them, because then, like I said, we have to keep our distance. And if I must stop there, I'm very sorry. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.